Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene, whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine. We'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And a lot of cool things coming up around town. The Hot Rod Rumble returns to Albuquerque Dragway next Saturday. We got the Jims that are going to be in the house. Jim Costa is going to join us in the first segment, or the second segment, I guess this is the first segment. Jim Riedel and Steve Haydu are going to join us in the third segment. Of course, Jim is very involved with the track, and he will fill us in on the details for the Hot Rod Rumble, as well as Steve Haydu. I got some questions for Steve. You know, I got some questions on one. Why is cruising so hard to spell? That would be the one. We can't figure out how to actually spell it correctly, but we'll get to the bottom of that. And maybe what's the best driving song? And is that a pizza? Oh, no, it's breakfast. Steve's in the house with food. He is welcome to stay now. That is awesome. Also, I want to talk about the silly season is really going strong now that you have Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus decide to part ways. We'll maybe have a little discussion a little bit later on who's going to win first, Jimmy and Kevin or Chad and William Byron. Also, we're going to do catch up with Spencer Hill. There's a 20,000 purse on the line tonight for the Sprint Car Stampede. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that. But let's get it kicked off right now with the Unser Racing Museum event calendar and what's going on with RJ Lees. How you doing this morning, RJ?
Whoo, doing good, Dave. What's going on with you? Glad to be here.
Well, I mean, before we get started, I just want to point out that the Chiefs are undefeated.
Yeah, you have a test going on Sunday night, and I'm rooting for them. No, anyone against Patriots is fine with me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, you know the whole Raiders thing. I got to take the shots while I can because you know, if Mahone goes down, I think we're in trouble. So we should watch that out. But let's get to the event calendar and see what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to start off with our local events. So going on at the Albuquerque Dragway, their next event's going to be tomorrow, which will be Sunday, October 14th. So at 11 a.m., they're going to have their famous Yearwood Street to Strip event, followed by the Mopar Club going on. So maybe after some visitors from Balloon Fiesta, if you're still in town, hey, come on over.
Absolutely. So you got the Mopar Club. I think they do about six events a year to where it's kind of like a club event. I don't know if they keep points or anything like that, but the Mopar guys are really tight. As a matter of fact, I think there's a Swadra bracket race going on as well at that event. But we're going to be talking a little later in the show, next Saturday, the Hot Rod Rumble and the AFX Superstockers are going to be in town. What's cool about that is it's a combination car show, and then you can actually take as many runs as you want down the strip with your car. So not only can you come out and check out the cars, but then you can actually take some runs. And, of course, the AF Superstockers are getting ready for Sunday on the 21st. You got the NHRA National Championship that's going to be happening next Sunday. So you definitely want to mark your calendars for that. And, of course, a big supporter of all the things Albuquerque Dragway is Yearwood Performance. And since 1968, that's right, for 50 years, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need and the track and the street knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition system, gauges and accessories, and the largest selection of hoses and fittings. And, of course, Torco Racing Fuel, ready to go, and 5-gallon cans in whatever grade you need. They have, like, 12 different. So whether you got a four-cylinder, supercharged, turbocharged four-cylinder, or you got a, you know, big 959 cubic inch monster like Robert Costa does, you can pick up whatever you need. 341 Eubank on the east side, west side 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Of course, we're going to have Jim in the studio here in a little bit, but I want to give a shout-out to your points leader, McKinney Motor Super Pro Lloyd Salverson. New Signs and Graphics Pro points leader Ron Rios. Seduction Sportsman, new points leader Ken Lucas, Lukash, and then in the Torco Racing Fuels Junior Dragsters, Brianna Bogle is your points leader. Hey, what do we got going on the dirt?
Before closing out of Albuquerque Dragway, just checked it up to make sure. So the Suadro event's actually going to be rescheduled, so it's going to be in 2 weeks, so it'll be October 27th.
Look
so we'll
at
be
that.
Covering a little more on that.
Look
later.
At that. That's your calendar master right there, RJ, coming strong.
Yeah, I have to make sure. We're ready for it.
All right. So what's going on out at Sandia?
Yeah, so Sandia Motor Speedway, so it's going on right today, October 13th. They're going to have their awesome sprint car stampede starting at 4 p.m. They also have some great events coming on a little bit in the future. So next Saturday, Sunday, the 20th, 21st, they have their flat track racing with the New Mexico or MNDA with their track day going on, or their, you know, kind of like their run through is going to be Saturday. And then Sunday, the SMR race day.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot going on. Sprint car stampede starts at 4 today. In fact, you might want to double check that because it might be a day race, so maybe racing starts at 4. So go to racesandia.com, check that out. But joining us a little later with Where's Spencer, and I guess now we're going to tell you where Spencer is. Spencer's going to be running for that $20,000 purse this evening. So I'm going to talk to him about what he's going to do with all that money. I don't know, buy something cool for the New Mexico Motorsports Report, right?
Hey, we're going to celebrate. That's all that matters.
Exactly. That's all that matters. And, of course, just giving a shout-out, last week at the Modified Shootout, they also ran Street Stocks. Gary Brinthold was your winner there in X-Mods. Nick Rivera, that's a new name, must have cruised in. Hey, I mean, he beat the Hurricane, Josh Hurricane, finishing second in that race. A-Mod. Jake Gallardo, and I know that he's from Cruces, so he made the trip. Cruisers, they ran just for fun. Bud Tuttle got it done again. But as you're talking about definitely cool events, last week, of course, was the four-wheel parts event, but they are looking for mechanics. So if you're a mechanic out there, you love off-road stuff, definitely give them a holler. They need professional ASE-certified mechanics to meet their increased demand. With over 60 years of installing the best off-road equipment accessories, you can join the 4-Wheel Parts team. 92 stores nationwide and the industry leader. Apply in person over at 2445 Manal. That's east of I-25. That is 4-Wheel Parts Albuquerque on Facebook. Hashtag life is better off-road. So what else we got going on, man?
Yeah, so we're going to one more last local event. So it's going to be the Sandia Motocross at Moriarty. They actually have a moto school training weekend that's going to happen next weekend, so the 20th and 21st. It's open to all age and skill levels, and the main thing is get trained by the track owner himself, Shay Mallory, who has over 30 years of dirt bike riding experience, local pro and vet riders. So it's going to be the 20th and 21st. They're both going to start at 10 a.m., and you can email and save a spot and, hey, get some dirt bike racing in.
That's pretty cool. And I think it's Chi Mallory. So I you know, but I'm not sure. I mean, cause, you know, I shouldn't tell you because you've been fact checking me, but I think it might be Chi. But, what do we have going on car shows, man?
Yeah, some great car shows. So today is going to be the 15th annual Los Leones de Mesilla Lions Club car show. So it's at Mesilla. It's going to be the Visitor Center, which is at 2231 Avenida de Mesilla, which is going to be the show from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So great car shows starting off the fall, you know, the fall schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you got Freddy's car show coming up on the 16th. So that's Tuesday. Freddy's custard crew, frozen custard and steak burgers. Up on Central. I don't know. So do you know the difference between a burger and a steak burger?
Not one bit.
So I guess you cruise on out, and the custard, of course, is fantastic. But the Lincoln and Continental Western National Meet is actually in town. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be a four-day event, which is actually going to start on Wednesday, October 17th, going to the 21st. So it's October in the high desert, so Adams, Balloons, and Cars. So I'm guessing like tours throughout the city and a bunch of things that make, you know, Albuquerque special. It's going to meet at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is at 1901 University Northeast in Albuquerque. So great events and good things coming from there.
Yeah. So Adams is A-T-O-M-S. So instead of like Adam the dude, because I was like, hey, who's this Adam guy? But probably cruise up to the nuclear museum. But what's going on in NHRA?
Yeah, so there are events going on. So it's the NHRA Carolina Nationals or the ZMAX Dragway, which is going to be at Concord Parkway in South Concord, North Carolina. So yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of prayers going out, you know, I mean, to the Carolinas. I mean, with all the flooding and everything. But last night, the 11th annual Carolina Nationals saw Ron Capps build on his bid for the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series Funny Car Championship with a 3.875 second at 3:29:42 pass. Capps topped the chart in a full throttle high octane, opening to a spectacular weekend of 11,000 horsepower. Countdown to the action at Bellagio of drag strips. Steve Torrance led Top Fuel with a 3.704 at 3:31 per mile an hour pass. On his second run, Erica Enders jumped to the top of Pro Stock with a 6.518 second at 2:11.69 run in the second round. Eddie Craig will chase his second Carolina Nationals on Sunday. He qualified with a 6.806 second run at 197.83. And I tell you, that's on two wheels. And actually, I guess there's a third wheel. There's a wheelie bar back there. But anyway, a couple of other things I just wanted to, you know, kind of point out. Of course, Lewis Hamilton won again in Formula One. But I guess Mercedes has also been dominating in the esports with they won two of the three races and pretty much dominated. What's weird is that Ferrari's not participating in that at all. There's also going to be a woman series in open wheel racing. They're going to run, I guess, about 8 to 10 races next year, 30-minute in length. So that ought to be, we'll keep you posted on that. And of course, this is the season ends this weekend in road racing. And you can check that out over on Fox Sports. As a matter of fact, get ready to get going. But that's endurance sports car races. So a lot of cool stuff coming on. But you need to get ready for next weekend for the Hot Rod Rumble. And so joining us on the other side is Robert Costa, that's going to give us a breakdown on all the cool stuff. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November, go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman, and Junior Dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Smith couldn't get out of bounds, and the clock runs out.
No! What was that?
That was a bad play all around.
You know what else is a bad play? Voting for Yvette Harrell for Congress.
Who?
Yvette Harrell. When she was a state rep, she got $500,000 in state contracts.
Oh, that's a selfish play.
Wait, she was supposed to watch over our money, and $500,000 of it ended up going to her own company?
Yep. Then Harrell didn't disclose the profits until she got caught.
Man, that's shady.
Very. Harrell also helped lead this controversial D.C. lobbying group at the same time she was a state rep. She spent thousands on all these trips for them, and guess who paid for it?
Us.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Man, she's only in it for herself.
I know. Even her fellow Republicans say she can't be trusted to look out for us.
So, game over for Yvette Harrell.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's the game. Paid for by DCCC, DCCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. This football season, they've stepped up their game with two new wing sauces. Try the savory with a hint of heat, spicy garlic, or go full-fledged hot with the Korean volcano. At Twin Peaks, there's over 30 ways to build your perfect wing, whether you like them boneless, sauced and tossed, or grilled to perfection. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
October means Ram Power Days at Malloy Dodge on Coors. Right now, get 0% for 72 months on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500s, 2500s, and 3500 trucks. Save thousands with year-end closeout pricing on new Dodge Journeys, Chargers, and Challengers, too. Shop MalloyDodge.com or visit Malloy Dodge on Coors, just north of Paseo, where we always say deal.
Visit MalloyDodge.com/promo-info for complete information. See dealer for details.
Casino at the Downs hosts Conjuring Up Cash now Monday through Saturday, noon to 10 p.m. Win your share of $125,000 by playing your favorite games only at Casino at the Downs, your home for winning entertainment, Louisiana and Central.
Looking to advance your education at a reasonable cost? Then come visit the most affordable university in New Mexico, Eastern New Mexico University. For more information, visit enmu.edu/visit Eastern New Mexico University. Explore, experience, excel.
Love is in the air with Shelton Jewelers Balloon Ride Experience of a Lifetime. In the month of October, when purchasing an engagement ring or anniversary band, you'll receive a gift certificate for a private balloon ride, perfect for an unforgettable proposal or a milestone anniversary. Shelton Jewelers has the selection and reputation you're looking for. Will your heart soar in October? If so, Shelton Jewelers is ready to take your love to new heights. Please see Shelton Jewelers for details at Louisiana and Montgomery.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Park, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So I felt kind of bad playing that little liner there, fastest radio host, because you sat in this chair, so you're the fastest radio host.
Fastest radio host. I don't know if I still am. I don't know if you could necessarily quantify me as a radio host.
Okay. Radio host fill in.
Radio ish. Right. Yeah. It was. I mean, the pain still lingers. So.
Oh, it's all okay. Good, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I just wanted to be clear because I know you've gone faster than me.
Yes.
Maybe not on the radio, but you've gone.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. I definitely was very slow behind the microphone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just one of those things that, because Robert, of course, was joking with me the other day, going, "Well, you know, I'll put you in the pro mod," and I'm like, "No, you're not. I don't want to be in a pro mod as, you know, the first thing I've driven out there."
No.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have enough sense to know that that's scary.
Yeah, yeah. It requires a little bit of training,
right?
And a little bit of effort, and you know, got to get used to it. And because, I mean, realistically, when you're in a car that fast, even being in cars fast and you get faster and faster, we call it being behind the car.
Right.
And you can physically feel mentally you're trying to catch up to the car,
yeah.
Which I'm sure you've experienced in your racing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, especially road racing or going around corners, you could definitely be behind the car. But you get that same sensation in drag racing. And I remember the last time I had that was in Vegas.
Okay. Oh,
we were
okay.
Testing,
I thought you were talking about it.
And
yeah.
Cletus and Mark were there, and we were testing. And I could feel myself catching up to the car. It was a very strange sensation. But that I'd always heard it, but I never really had that sense of catching up to the car.
Yeah.
But you could, like, feel yourself literally coming forward and getting closer and closer.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a very interesting moment.
I bet. But, I mean, it's a very quick moment.
Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't last long.
So. I mean, which is the cool thing about sports, too, when we talk about it, is how, I mean, like Michael Jordan, you know, it looked like he was, like, floating forever. You know, it's just, like, it's kind of suspending time.
Sure. But he wasn't.
Of course he wasn't.
No. But, I mean, you're right. It does seem like it.
Or that we're aware of. He might have made a deal with the devil, and maybe he did suspend time, so... Anyway, so that's a whole other conversation. But thank you for coming in.
Sure,
and
of course, you have me.
Another big event coming up. I mean, they did like 40, you know, over 40 events out at Albuquerque Dragway this year, and I'm sure you're tired of sponsoring every name one of them.
That's all good.
But the Hot Rod Rumble, I think, is actually one of those events that stands out.
Yes.
You know, because I mean, the All Out Call Out, of course, you know, stands out for a different reason. But the Hot Rod Rumble, I mean, it actually celebrates the car, you know, and
that was
actually
the purpose of it. Yes,
really putting the car on, not the track, not just Trailer Queens.
Correct. You know, we can't appreciate the guys that, you know, have the really nice cars that they don't necessarily want to drive them down the track. But the whole idea, the principle, when we all sat down to discuss this, was, hey, we need to get these guys to actually drive their cars.
Right.
And, you know, I'm as guilty as the next guy where it's like, well, it's easier to get in the soccer mom van than it is to pull the car out of the bubble and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm working on fixing that.
Right.
You know, so that way I can drive things more often. And, you know, that's because I'm a firm believer in, you know, that these cars were built to drive. They're not going to fall apart because they get wet.
Absolutely.
They're not made of, you know, paper mache.
Some people are.
Well, people feelers. Right?
You started. That was funny. Just curious. We'll have a conversation off the air. Who you were thinking about when you thought that? But one of the things we've got a great article that's coming out in the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine about you and Robert and kind of, you know, the Costa brothers racing and back and forth. But the one thing I didn't get from the story that I'd love to ask you about was we talked about your dad, and of course we all have that story of we got into sports, you got into racing because of our fathers.
Correct.
But I was just thinking, I think you also got into business because of your father.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about, because I know my story about sitting around, you know, the kitchen table, and the other conversation other than racing was business.
Yeah,
was
absolutely.
How to keep
yeah.
a business open. Mm-hmm. And you guys, and that's one thing that was discussed in the article was, how your support for your love of racing, but combining business and the business of racing, especially for you and selling parts,
right.
And expertise is, how does that work? I mean, cause I told you it's very, I've been like, you don't take money out, you just take parts out. Of the business, right?
Right?
So
yeah.
That's why you're never making any money.
I will work for parts. Yes.
We'll work for parts. So what was that like growing up and you know, I mean, the other conversations around the table being business related?
Well, I mean, when I was young, my father basically, like myself, worked a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was not around a great deal during that. But as I got older and we became closer, you know,
right.
Intellect, if you will, where he could actually talk with us about things like that. There was a lot of discussion about business and, you know, how you should do things and why he does what he does and how he was able to accomplish the things that he was accomplishing. And one of the neatest things that I got from him was the gift of opportunity. And he was given that as a young man when he was going to college. He was actually in law school at UNM. And he was given that gift of opportunity from a fellow businessman. And he took that opportunity by, you know, the best he could, and he did something with it. Well,
right.
He did very well with it. And when I became of age, I was given a similar opportunity, and I decided early on that I wanted to do him proud and do him well. So then my goal in life became to work him out of a job. That was my goal, was
awesome.
To make it so if he wanted to be there, he was welcome to be, but if he didn't, he didn't have to be. Because he had other interests in life. He wanted
of
to go
course.
Sail a boat around the world. He wanted
oh, wow.
to, you know, things like that, which was cool. But he never had the chance because he could never get away.
Right.
Well, so my goal became to give him that opportunity, which he, because in turn he gave me the opportunity.
So where's Megan?
Hmm?
Where's Megan? Right. I mean, she needs to work you out of an opportunity, right?
Right, that's exactly. Come on, Meg. Come on, Meg.
You know, we'll call her out on that one. But it's so funny because I've always talked about opportunity. Mm-hmm. That what I care more about is the opportunity to do cool things than actually the money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because clearly I'm not doing this for the money.
No, exactly.
Right. But who else gets to get up every Saturday morning and talk about something that they think is really cool? They hope other people think are cool and somehow contributes back to funding so it continues to stay cool.
Right. Now, I got you beat on that one.
Okay.
I get to do it every day.
Okay. Well, that's true.
So that's where my passion is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a website, so I do it every day.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the other day, Jill and I stopped by the store. I actually took off a little bit of time last week, and we had some friends in town. And we had to stop by the store to pick up some stuff and show one of my buddy the shop. And she says, "You should see how you light up when you walk in here. Everything changes, you know."
Right.
That she was, "You're in your element. This is what you love to do. You can just see it in your face."
And right.
That's really cool.
That is really cool because sometimes you walk in there and you got three problems.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I was just stopping by for 5 minutes, and 2 hours later, you're still trying to dig out.
Right, yeah, and it's like a marriage, you know, you take the good and the bad.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, you know, and the other thing I was thinking about, of course, is also kind of the modeling, you know, of being there, you know, with your dad when he's like, "Hey, I want to help the track. How can I help the track?" And they're like, well, hey, maybe you could sponsor something.
Right.
And just kind of seeing that because I know that you don't do it for the ROI. You know, you don't do all the different things that you do, but you do them because you have the ability and you care.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's because I'm sure that saying no is probably difficult for you.
At many times it is, yes.
Yeah.
But unfortunately that's part of being a grown up.
Right.
You know, you gotta sometimes you just know this is not quite in the cards.
Right, so. Right. Well, hey, appreciate you coming out this morning and invite all the listeners, of course, to come out to the Hot Rod Rumble. You gonna be out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because
yep.
I know sometimes you like going
on vacation.
I think
I'm going to pull the car out of the bubble.
Oh, no!
Right, yep, absolutely.
Okay, so. Well, then you're going to walk the walk.
Right, yep.
Awesome.
I'll even take that sled down the track.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm definitely not going to miss that. But we got a whole lot more coming up, including, I just realized that I blew it. It's Cletus, it's not Jim. I don't know, you know, how I...
Oh, yeah, wrong Riedel.
Yeah, wrong Riedel.
Right.
I mean, there's only got to be two of them in town. I had a
50-50
shot.
There's four of them in the area.
Okay, so I only blew it 25%,
yeah,
so not quite as bad. But we'll make it right, get Cletus on, and of course, Steve Haydu.
Right.
What, Ponytail? No. Oh,
hairdo.
He's giving me hairdo. He's giving me the brown nose signal. So that means it's time to go. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Robbie Wisby here for ESPN Radio. It's the Fall Fiesta in Grants at Fire and Ice Park, Santa Fe Avenue in the heart of Grants. Come on down this Saturday from 10 to 12. I'll be giving away Lobo tickets, team tees, and tons of ESPN swag. This Saturday, Fire and Ice Park in Grants, 10 to noon. We'll see you there.
I'm Gabriel Amador, owner of Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria, and I want to personally invite you to my pizzerias. Amore crafts and serves the only certified Neapolitan pizza in Albuquerque, as well as terrific salads, antipasti, and desserts. At Amore Pizzeria, everything is made from scratch. Our sauce, dough, and bread, even our mozzarella is made fresh daily. The Balloon Fiesta happens every October, but Amore is here to offer you great food all year long. Stop by Amore today between morning launch and the nightly glows. Visit us at Green Jeans Farmery on I-40 in Carlisle or in West Downtown on Central, just east of Rio Grande Boulevard, where our happy hour features 15 local beers on tap.
We're having a scary good time every Saturday in October at Route 66. Come in to qualify every hour from 6 to 9 p.m. for smashing good cash prizes. It's the Monster Smash, only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Ah, Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh Heaven.
Actually, only 1/7 of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that journal subscriber's rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription? Much too much to miss. Like the magazines, Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now, and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss. Like the journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say, catch you later, they mean it. Amber alerts. The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Art Sandoval help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Art handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Art Sandoval at 338-0300 today and get to a better state with State Farm.
At U.S. Eagle, we're a not-for-profit, very-for-people place. We translate cold, hard cash into warm, friendly service. We turn a loan business into a pleasure with low mortgage rates and high smile ratios. And we think about member loyalty not as a program, but as a way of life. Most importantly, we believe that when we come together, we'll feel richer than we ever could have alone. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, where you get all the credit. Visit useagle.org.
This is Darrell Walsh, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the insanity that's known as the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Should never have these guys all in the studio at the same time. Hey, quick programming note. Coming up at 9 a.m., FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., we got the Team High School Show with Scott Colletti and James Yotis. At 12:30, we're going to have Pitt versus Notre Dame, followed by the Dodgers at the Brewers. And at 6 p.m., we're going to have the Astros Red Sox. On Sundays, we've got a triple header for the NFL, 11 a.m. Seahawks at Raiders, 2 p.m. Jaguars at Cowboys, and 5 p.m. we're going to have the Astros and Red Sox. So that's a triple header. Two of them are football, one of them are baseball, so a lot of great things going on. But first off, joining me in the studio, Steve Hairdo, Hey-Do. Hairdo, Hey-Do? That's awesome. And then Cletus Riedel, and hey, Cletus, I apologize for calling you Jim earlier, but hey, thank you, thank you for coming out.
Famous of the two of us.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's the track manager at the Albuquerque.
Yeah,
he's the track manager at the Albuquerque Dragway.
Well, see, and I knew that, but I thought he was wearing double duty, so now I'm not quite as impressed with him. So we can take him down nice. Whenever you want. But hey, Steve,
yeah.
First off, how the heck do you spell cruising?
Cruising. Well, it depends on what side of the river you're on.
So, okay.
Yeah, so C-R-U-Z-E-N, correct?
Okay, well, I have no idea. Let me tell you. Yeah. It's spelled like four different ways.
That's right.
Yeah, because like the car council spells
yes.
it with an A.
That's true.
Cruzan?
Well.
What is that, Louisianan?
Well, they are on the other side of Mississippi.
Mississippi?
They've all trademarked their particular versions.
Well, shoot. Now I have to pay them something.
That's right.
Thank you, Cletus.
That's right.
Thank you
right.
very much for ruining that. But, hey, welcome this morning. Of course, Jim, we took the mic away from him. Costa, he's got to sit there and smile.
Well, that's amazing, ain't it?
I'd say look pretty, but it's radio.
I'll sit here and look. I'll just look pretty.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Good thing
would
it's
you
radio.
Like to respond
good
to that? No, you
good thing it's
to
radio.
Respond
that's
to the
what I'm responding. Yeah, good thing it's radio.
Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty good. So let's talk about the Hot Rod Rumble, man. I mean, what is this like the 10th?
the 10th anniversary.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes. Take it. Come on,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, we believe it's the 10th. We don't know for exactly sure. If it's not, it's really close.
Well, and it
it's
means,
over if it is. I mean,
it means at the end of the all the beers, you basically forget it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you do like a first event, you don't think about, okay, from here on, it's going to go on forever in perpetuity. So,
right.
You know, you're just like, oh, we're going to try
the
something.
First annual.
The forget yeah, what's the kind of event? It was just an event.
yeah.
Come on, hey dude, get in there. No, it wasn't just the first event. So you don't pay attention. A lot of the early flyers for it don't have a date.
Right.
Okay.
Just Hot Rod Rumble.
So we had to kind of go back on the calendars and kind of remember when the first one did start. I mean, there was nostalgic drag races beforehand, but when Cletus kicked it in, it actually started growing, in my opinion. And he started making it more of a flyer. People started getting the word out. So the first one started out pretty slow, huh? I think, what did we have, 60?
I have no idea. It was during a test and tune. So,
right.
You know, that's kind of how the track does certain
out
events.
Out at the Albuquerque Dragway.
If they don't know how big it's going to be, well, let's put it with the test and tune. If it grows on its own, then,
right.
You know, then we have something to play
right.
with.
Right. And for years, I would just go out there and run, and Cletus was running it. And then eventually they said, hey, maybe we should put some music to the background. So then they told me to come on out. I think this is going to be my fifth year where, you know, you get things set up in the morning. People pull in. Gates open at 10 o'clock. It's next Saturday, October 20th, out there at the Albuquerque Dragway. So when the gates open at 10, I got the music playing because you got to have those great oldies if you're putting on, of course, a nostalgic hot rod show. And it is pre-1978 vehicles that come out there.
So I got to ask, so you were going out there and you were participating.
Correct.
And now they ask you to go and do something else.
Right.
Is it because you were winning or is it because you were bad?
Because he was bad.
Bad. Probably bad. I was taking up space. I kept hogging the mic in the tower.
Why
don't you get out of the tower and go get your own mic? So I said, okay, fine. I'm going to bring my stuff. They can't yell at me. So
there you go. I mean, that's the way to do it is just take over.
Take over.
Hey, I was just curious. I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, talk about who the best front man of a band is. And I was thinking you would be good to answer this. I mean, in your opinion, is it Mick Jagger? Is it Paul McCartney? I mean, can you call, do the Beatles just have one front man? See, that's where I think that. David Lee Roth
is the original front man.
Diamond Dave. Wow.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't even know we were going to go that way, but
we didn't know either.
Well, thus is radio, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But I think we could also open it up to. I mean, what's the best driving song? I mean, you've got to have your library has got to be chock full of them.
Well, of course, the Beach Boys shut down. Nothing but drag racing. Little Old Lady from Pasadena, of course. Just about anything the Beach Boys played in about 64.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, a little GTO, of course, 409, My Little Chevy. There are so many great old, back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, all the car songs that came out. It was just crazy. And then again, young teenagers out there burning rubber, having a great time, and our parents are probably going crazy, and just like we're going crazy with our kids now. So it all goes in a circle.
So is it the lyrics? Is it, you know, is it the era, you know, that you'd kind of look for in that driving song?
Probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So what about some of the new songs? I mean, in the new ones out, and I mean, I'm giving you. The looks on your face are just.
Well,
awesome.
Yeah. You're throwing me left curve. What the heck happened here?
Let's go back to the Hot Rod Rumble.
Yeah, let's go back to Hot Rod Rumble.
You make him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's looking
at
you.
We're talking about music. Well, we're talking about the Hot Rod Rumble, and we're trying. You know.
Well, because someday, I hope to, maybe be your sidekick.
Well, you can come out anytime.
So my thoughts are, I'll come out. You get it started, right? I'll spin a couple songs. You jump in the car, go down the track.
There you go.
The dynamic.
You can come out and you can come anytime. If the door's locked, just keep knocking.
So let's get back to Hot Rod Rumble. I mean, it mainly focuses on some classic cars. I mean, what's kind of the cutoff you're looking for in the car show?
Well, 78. We're looking for something. Originally, it was actually an earlier cutoff, but just due to even newer cars are old,
right?
So we decided to go pre-78. Kind of that seems to be a dividing line between when cars became a lot newer looking, you know, like the Fox-bodied Mustang showed up, and there were some newer cars that you see at the track, and we wanted to keep it to be an older style. event,
right,
and more of a vintage.
Right, so we moved it up because there's quite a few cars in town that are like 74, 75, 76 that were being left out. So we figured we'd let them in this year. I mean, it is 40 years ago, 1978, if you think about it. So so if you get the younger generation in their 20s that are out there with the late model, you know, in the 70 vehicles, I mean, it's great because that's what it's about. You want to get all ages involved, from the 20-year-olds all the way up to, of course, our age or a little older. It's a great event. Come on out. We have a special guest coming down from Colorado. We have the FX cars coming out, which is factory experimental cars. They're coming down, which is all like the 60 models, Fairlanes.
That's kind of like an early mid-60s to early 70s, I think, group.
Mm-hmm.
So
they come down from Colorado, and there's quite a few of them, so they put on a great show. And, of course, the local boys are coming out. We got quite a few cars that people haven't brought their old cars out in since last year. And they look forward every year to come out to the Hot Rod Rumble, dust them off. You know, their 55 Chevys and the GTOs come out. And even the, 33 Ford coupes and 32 Fords. I mean, we get everything from back in the day that they reminisce of the old days. They finally bring them out at least once a year. And it's a family event. Bring out the kids, have a great time out there.
And of course, Sunday, of course, is the state championship.
Correct.
NHRA state championship. So did it start as kind of like a test and tune leading into the state championship? Is that kind of...
The FX cars come down. They have their own series. They're based out of... They're kind of the whole Southwest thing.
Right,
Denver and I want to say Tucson... In California. So we're just kind of a stop on their little trip. But they love coming down here because the crowds are very receptive to their type of car. So people like to see that era of race car. So it's kind of fun to watch, and it's pretty good racing.
Oh, they're absolutely phenomenal. Because it is like looking step back in time. I mean, graphics on the side of the car. I mean, the whole bit.
It's back in the day, cars had letterings on the side and named their cars. Or today, they just have these fancy paint jobs. But back in the days, every car had a name on it, and which was cool. So
do you need to buy tickets ahead of time, or can you just
show up at the gate?
Like I said, the gate's open at 10:00. So come on out next Saturday out there at the Albuquerque Dragway.
Yeah,
out there at 10 to 4. So
awesome.
Bring everybody out. Usually by 3:00, it's winding up. Got it's going to be a great time, and we have a few trophies to hand out. Best cars, best down the track. Of course, first place and runner up, stuff like that. It's not really. It's a drag race. It's a show and tell. We want people to come out and reminisce about the great days, bring out their cars and their family, and it's take you back to a period in time when quarter-mile drag racing was at its peak, and it's a great time.
Yeah.
And it's real cheap. It's not that expensive. Bring everybody out and have a great time. There'll be food out there and all sorts of stuff.
I wouldn't call it a super competitive drag race. It's more of a fun get-together. It's kind of like a pickup game of basketball. Everybody's like, oh, we're here. We're going down the track. Hey, let's put together a race. And so if you want to race, you can. You can get involved in that. If you want to just make laps in your old car, as long as you pass the safety rules, you can go make laps, which is a lot of fun. A lot of people get their feet wet, have never been down a drag strip until then.
Right.
And they enjoy it. Once they see somebody else doing it, they're like, well, I can take my old car down. And then they do it and like, oh, I want to do this, all the time. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to get
time.
Your foot.
You got cars that only go 60 miles an hour down the track, but they're out there having a great time.
And that's the point. It's that
30
seconds
to get down there. I turned a 19-second run.
Yeah. And bring out your old truck. No, I'm kidding.
Well, and then I also think about the insanity that happens when you put a helmet on. There's something about keeping all that that space between your ears.
Right.
And things get a little dumb. But hey, appreciate you guys coming out this morning and. Joining us, telling us everything that's going on. I just want to make sure that everybody knows to come out to Albuquerque Dragway next Saturday. Gates open at 10:00. A lot of cool stuff going on. Take your car down the track, show your car. But we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to find out where Spencer's going to be and whether he can actually win $20,000 tonight or not. You've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
It's the race to the top at Black Mesa Casino. Join us Sundays in October for a chance to win up to $1,000. Drawing times are 3, 5, and 7 p.m. Hot seat cash drawings are October 6th, 12th, 20th, and 26th from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't miss 3 times points all day Fridays and 10 times ticket entries every Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight. See Players Club for full details. Fast cash drawings are October 2nd, 8th, 16th, 22nd, and 30th. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
Is your yard in need of a little curb appeal? Hi, I'm Raquel with JPR Decorative Gravel. Now is the time to start decorating your yard with low-maintenance, zero-scape materials. At JPR, we are the leader when it comes to decorative gravel, crusher fines, sand, base course, and so much more. Come check out our supply of flake stone and boulders. We also offer tow-away ready-mix concrete carts. Consider JPR your go-to clutch team. With 4 locations to serve you, visit us at jprgravelnm.com.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. The Law Office of Brian K. Branch has been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. They'll help you understand and know your rights. They understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who does things the right way. That's how the Law Office of Brian K. Branch has represented their clients for over 30 years. They will be right by your side when you need them, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Voted Best Personal Injury Lawyer in the 2018 Albuquerque Journal Reader's Choice Awards. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today for a free consultation at 717-2626. That's the Law Office of Brian K. Branch. 717-2626. 717-2626.
Celebrating 50 years, Your Wood Performance has been burning up the competition, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel in 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Your Wood Performance, 341 Eubank and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, since 1968. Still serving New Mexico's hot rod scene with Go Fast Parts. YourWoodPerformance.com.
Dashing Don Drivemore here for Fiesta Kia, where since it's football season, it's your time to come in and tackle a great deal. I said it's time to come in and tackle a bit.
Now at Fiesta Kia, get the all-new redesigned 2019 Kia Forte and lease it for only $189 per month. 2019 Kia Soul for only $229 per month. Or get ready for winter with all-wheel drive models like the 2019 Kia Sportage for only $267 per month.
Come on in to Fiesta Kia today
for a huge selection and a doggone great deal.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. That is an example of too much sugar. Yeah, because Steve brought donuts, and everything just kind of like lost control there. So I'll have to cut down on the sugar. But coming up on Sunday, you got the Formula One race. Next Sunday, the Formula One race at the Circuit of the Americas. And John Haberland is going to be there for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. So we're going to have some up-close coverage from that, including the 2019 schedule for Formula One was released. And so we'll try and catch up with Tom McKean as well and talk a lot of open wheel next week. Tonight, this afternoon at Talladega, we got the Camping World Trucks. They finally get back to action. You got David Gilland on the pole. Xfinity got to wait till Kansas next Saturday. And then, of course, the Monster Energy at Talladega is going to be Monster Energy series for Cup Series is going to be at Talladega tomorrow. But going on tonight is a big show called the Sprint Car Stampede, and joining us is Spencer Hill with Where's Spencer. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you know, I've always thought that the one-off events like we got going with the big purse always just draw extra people out. How pumped up are you to get out there this evening?
Oh, I'm really excited. I mean, I was so excited this morning. I had to go to Balloon Fiesta because I couldn't sleep. So check that out. And I just now got back from that. Going to hook up the trailer and head on out there. It's a day show this time, so that's another important thing to note for everybody. Hot Lap's going to be starting at 3:30 p.m.
Okay. So gates probably open about noon, and you think racing's about 4 o'clock?
Yes, sir. That's what it's going to be. And like you said, big purse, going to be a lot of out-of-town drivers coming in, and it should be a really good time. I'm super pumped to get going tonight.
How hard is it to adjust to, you say, drivers that you're not as familiar with, you don't race on a weekly basis? Does that ever enter your mind, or are you just dealing with the car in front of you, and it doesn't matter who it is?
Well, you know, it's kind of a tough deal because you can't psych yourself out. You got to drive each lap just like you normally would. But sometimes you do face situations where you are racing against drivers that you're not used to. Luckily for me, I have a little bit of, I guess, I have some history doing shows like this, some of the bigger stuff. I've raced with people like Christopher Bell and the late Brian Clausen. So when you get into a situation like that, it's kind of more of a deal where you have to really run your race and treat them as another driver. But it is kind of a tricky situation because you can get into a deal where you might not know how a guy attacks a corner compared to the rest of the field. So you do have to tiptoe a little bit, but at the end of the day, a race is a race, and you're out there to get the win.
How much of it is you racing the track versus you racing another individual?
Well, I think that's the biggest key to being fast, and I think that's definitely going to be the key today. It's a day show, so the track's going to be a lot drier. That's just kind of naturally how it goes. Even though the air is a little bit cooler, the sun's still baking the surface. And so the biggest deal is you can't get to racing other cars, especially in traffic. If you start doing that, then you're going to miss your line. You're going to start messing up. What you really have to focus on is being consistent with your laps and just making sure that you're hitting your marks every time. And I think that's going to be the key to success here today.
So I know you you ran last week in Grants in the micro sprint. What difference, is there a significant difference? I mean, there's a significant difference in size, and the track size tends to be different. But what's the biggest difference between a full-size sprint car and a micro sprint?
Well, I think the biggest difference between our Spencer Hill Racing, VP Racing Fuels number 4S Micro Sprint and the FEH Motorsports 11W Sprint car is, it's just the size is so big. It's literally twice the car that the Micro is when you hop into the non-wing Sprint car. So you have to deal with a lot more weight. We have a lot more weight. Everything seems to react a little bit slower. So it's harder to get turned into the corner. You have to turn the car a lot earlier. That's the biggest thing that I had to struggle with when I was first trying to get going with it. And then, two, you're definitely looking ahead more in the sprint car because something happening, you know, 20 car lengths ahead of you, all of a sudden that's going to be right up to you just because the speeds are so hard to get the car slowed down if something does occur. So it's just the size is a big deal. And then the way the cars react to the mini sprints, those are so twitchy versus the sprint cars where it just kind of seems like almost a full body stock car you're trying to get to turn, just a little bit lighter.
Are you going to be running both tonight?
No, unfortunately, we blew up the motor on the micro sprint last weekend in Grants, so we don't have another motor for that. I'm looking for sponsorship right now to get something together to maybe hit a couple more of the money shows here at the end of the season and then hopefully Tulsa.
How many races do you think are left in the season?
Well, the good thing about living here in the Southwest is you're able to go down to Arizona, which has a winter series. So you really could run year-round if you wanted to. It definitely slows down now in the winter. But there's some really cool money shows coming up. I know with the sprint car side, we're going to be at the Western World Championships here in a couple weeks. That's down at ET Motorsports Park in Arizona. And that's going to be a really big show, too. I'm excited to get down there with that.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, man, for jumping on this morning and letting us know what's going on. And, of course, we'll be following you tonight and wish you the best with your progress.
Yeah, for sure. And everybody, make sure you come on down and hang out in the pits. It's going to be a good time out there, last race of the season here locally. So let's make it a good one. Have everybody come out. Have a good time.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Spencer. Appreciate you coming on this morning, and good luck and be safe.
Thank you, Dave.
Awesome. Spencer Hill, go check him out at Sandia Speedway tonight as a part of the Sprint Car Stampede. Coming up, you got FM Sports Area, Fred Holberg, and Marty Watson. RJ, thank you so much for helping us this morning. Kelly, thank you so much for coming in. And RJ, I want to give you a special shout-out with trying to take care of those crazy guys out there in the green room.
Held them down for a little bit, but segment three, they all came in, and I was out.
Yeah, what's the deal with all that sugar out there and all those donuts? But anyway, we got a whole another New Mexico Motorsports Report next Saturday. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7.
The team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we are into it.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.